Humble podcast listeners, this is your host, Ryan Ben Wyke, speaking with episode 51. Surprised I made it this far. I spent yesterday over at my brother's house, just basically visiting him. And so we went out to Cracker Barrel yesterday. We picked him up at work. He got off of work at like 10 o'clock yesterday morning. And then we got there about 10:30. And he was waiting outside because yesterday was nice out. Today it was fucking cold. In his house anyway. So we went to Cracker Barrel because I suggested it because I hadn't been there in a long time. And I'm like, well, I want to go to Cracker Barrel. I said, I haven't had it in a long time. Especially never go on the weekends to Cracker Barrel because they've got a fucking long waiting list. So me and my brother go in. We check in with the hostess lady. She basically tells us it's gonna be an hour wait. So they said they will send him a text message when our table was ready. So she said she estimated, okay, it's gonna be about an hour at least if you're willing to wait that long. And she's saying, well, do you want to wait an hour? I'm like, yes. I said I want to. I said because I haven't had this in a long time. So I'm like, okay. So anyway, I went out, so me and my mom and my brother went to Cracker Barrel yesterday. We waited for about an hour, I think it was 45 minutes before we got our table, which was close to the hour that the lady suggested. And then after we got in, the waiter that was taking our orders, basically said, okay, so he gave us our drinks. I think I had a lemonade, my brother had a Coke. And then, because I don't drink Coke products anyway, so I went with either lemonade or coffee. Those are my two choices. I went with the lemonade. My mom went with the coffee. And then it took about another 45 minutes after we ordered to get our food prepared and delivered to us. I had a hash brown casserole. My mom and brother had the same thing. They had some chicken plate thing. They had like four pieces of chicken, some fries, and whatever the fuck else it came with. But my brother wanted to buy something inside the store. Because Cracker Barrel has a gift shop inside when you walk in. And that's my one thing I like about it is the little gift shop that they have. So I'm looking around to see what they have. And they removed a lot of shit that they used to have but they don't have now. Like their movies. They basically limited the amount of movies that they're getting in. But they had a whole bunch of CDs and my brother wanted to pick up Florida Georgia Line. And then of course my brother's like me. We can't read cursive, so don't send us anything in cursive because we can't fucking figure it out. So he's trying to read... So he's trying to read the Florida Georgia Line, and it's in cursive. And then he looks at me and he says, "Can you read cursive?" I said, "Not really." I said, "I can read very little, but not all the way through." And so eventually, after we got home, my friend, my brother's roommate Timmy, had cooked some ribs and some Polish dicks, So we had that for our dinner when we got home, when we got to their house anyway. And so my brother basically says, well, yes, he's like, I have three bedrooms. He says, I'll probably sleep in Tim's room. And he says, and then he says either me or my mother could sleep on his bed. And then so I slept on my brother's bed for the day I was out there. And then I think in the third bedroom, he's got a futon, but because it's not put together properly, it would have been harder for my mom to get in and out of the futon, so she slept on the couch. Only problem was the couch was uncomfortable for her, and she basically was getting back pains and leg pains, so she's like, well, I guess we're going to be leaving because she says, I want to be able to go home and rest, and basically stuff like that. So that's what we did. Now we're back home after spending out a day there. And I told my brother, I said, don't make any more plans until I know for sure when my vacation time kicks in, and we'll do it then. And then my college team, because we were watching college basketball yesterday, my college team, Illinois, won, so they advanced, and they play again today. And then they were talking about Duke making it, which I'm kind of surprised. And then, because it was daylight savings time, it fucked with my whole damn schedule for the day. Because I downloaded that Voodoo app on my phone, I basically had downloaded it just in case if I was ever away from home and I didn't have my Roku stick with me, then I could watch Voodoo on my phone and just watch it from there. I watched a movie yesterday called Murder Gardens. Really good movie for anybody who's into the urban black drama films, gangster films, stuff like that. And it's well worth the watch. It's 2 hours and 22 minutes, so it's well worth the watch. So I watched that yesterday. I started watching it at about 1 o'clock in the morning, and then all of a sudden about 2 o'clock hits, and all of a sudden the time jumps to three. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I hate daylight savings time. And then, of course, my job changed the way that on how you do things now. I used to be able to track my schedule at home on my phone without having to be at work. Now they changed it, and they said, oh, you can only check your schedule now when you're at work. You can't do it on the phone because it's not considered time worked. So they changed that fucking rule. So now I can't check my schedule unless I'm at work tomorrow. So that sucks in general. And then I was debating about what to watch when I got home. I said I might watch Wizard of Oz. I said after I finish up watching this one movie. But I told my brother, I said I might just hang out with you during the week of my birthday. I technically don't like working my birthday, so I always try to request it off. I think only once did I ever work on my birthday. It was at McDonald's, I think a couple years ago when I had worked there. And I had worked at McDonald's for like that one year that I was there, like 2019, I think it was 2019 to 2020, yeah. And so I had worked on my birthday at McDonald's that one day, and I didn't like it. So I tried to get my birthdays off, and stuff like that. Now this is total bullshit. Anyway, my brother had gotten the same message the other day. I get disability for a heart condition that I have. And so my check was like $815, I think, or something like that. I can't remember exactly offhand. And so I got a letter in the mail, and they're doing the same thing to me as they did to my brother. My brother at first was kicked off because he didn't get an SSI check. And then he got a letter in the mail the other day stating that he's going to get 632. Which is the same letter that I got today when I actually, it might have been yesterday or a couple days ago, who knows when it came in. So they're telling me I'm going to get 632, which is $183 less than what I'm getting now. So I'm going to assume that they're doing this because of the hours I've worked at Meijer, and I can't really tell for sure. But also, because also anybody who gets disability or something like that has to, every 3 years, I think they do a review. And so every 3 years, they send you all this bullshit, like, paperwork that you have to fill out. And the reason why they say this is, the reason why they claim this is because, your condition could have improved. Well, my heart condition has been, I've had it since I was 8, so it's never improved. So I guarantee if it hasn't improved now, then it probably won't. And then so me and my brother are going to get 632 and pay from SSI, and then they want me to go see a fucking psych doctor, which I hate seeing because they treat you like complete shit and they treat you like you're a fucking idiot. So I hate seeing psych doctors. So eventually I gotta go schedule one if I wanna stay on disability to keep getting that disability check. So I'm like, well, I just deal with what I gotta deal with. I was debating about doing this the other day. I was creating a music playlist, and I was thinking about what music to use on the podcast. And I got to go through all the shit that I saved and everything like that and try to add it into the podcast. And I'm new to this podcasting thing, so I don't know how it all works. So I guess I got to figure that out. Eventually, me and my mom were talking the other day about I want to get a computer, and basically my room is such a mess right now as it is anyway. I got to go through so much shit and try to get rid of all the stuff that I don't need. And maybe if I maybe when we move, I can get a bigger table, and stuff like that for like a computer thing, and just set it up that way. I want to get like a big computer. I don't want to get those crappy little laptops that basically only give you like that basically only give you like maybe a 15-inch screen or something like that. I want to get like something that my uncle has. My uncle has like a 20-inch or something like that screen for his computer. I was like, I want to get something like that. It's a bigger screen, and then I could look up my sports stats and everything else like that. Yeah, with my college coach when he won yesterday, that was his 100 and like I think yeah, with my college coach winning yesterday, it was his 178th win. So he needs 22 wins to get to 200, which he won't get this year, but he'll get it next year. I said even 200 wins is an accomplishment for any coach. I said I'm not sure how long he plans on coaching, but if he wants to build up his wins and basically get a decent amount, he would have to coach until he's about he would have to coach until he's about 70 to be able to get a decent amount of wins, because even though there are some coaches that are coaching right now at 77 years old, like the head coach of Duke, he's 74 or something like that, or going to be 74, and he's still coaching. And then you have that guy from Syracuse, I think it's Boeheim, guy's in his 70s and he's still coaching. Still coaching, he's 77. I think he's still coaching. He's been coaching Syracuse since 76, and he's still there. I'll be back in a second. I gotta go do something. Hi, good lady, Fanny. I'm trying to do a podcast and you're interrupting me. Yep, I just got my second cup of coffee. Now when it comes to coffee in my household, we drink either Maxwell House or Hills Brothers. We don't like Folgers because it tastes like burnt coffee, so we never drink Folgers. So it's always Maxwell House or Hills Brothers. Those are like our two choices in this house. This is a funny thing that I had shared this several years ago on my Facebook page, and because Facebook always keeps track of what you share. And this is from 5 years ago, and it says, "Oh, you have memories to look back on today." And it says and this is a meme. It says, "A place went to interview me." It says, "Strange, I didn't even apply for a job there." Yeah. Oh yeah, this is another one I had shared 5 years ago too, and I forgot this was even up here. Begging strips. It's just, "Stop pretending dogs don't know it's not bacon. They smell cocaine in an ass across an airport. I'm sure they know it's not bacon." And so I've also been busy quite this week, because with my YouTube channel and my Instagram page, I've been recording videos on that too. I did a live video for Instagram earlier today and yesterday, just trying to basically get a general idea of where my life could be going in the aspect of YouTube and the podcasting and the Instagram and everything like that. I said two things that seem to be going well is the podcast and the Instagram. I said my YouTube channel is doing okay, but not that great as I was hoping it would be. And my mom's been annoying me. She's been trying to send these links out, because we're looking for houses. Only problem is we don't have enough money for a house, so we're stuck where we're at for right now until we can get some more money saved. And with them approving the stimulus check, I'm supposed to get mine. Supposedly it states on the 17th of March is when mine's supposed to come in, and my mom says, "Well, do your taxes after that check hits." Because I got to do my taxes too, and that would add some money to my to the stimulus thing with that. And I was thinking, because Easter is going to be coming up in the next month or two, my mom wants to get a large print Bible, so I told her, "I'll get you one if we get the stimulus check and I could take about $40-something out and buy the one that's at Meijer." I know it's going to be like $27 plus. I don't know if they tax Bibles or not, but it's a leather-bound Bible. And I said, well, I told my mom, I said, "Well, we got a large print Bible at my job." I said, "I can go pick one up if you want." Oh, I showed something to my mom. She claims she can't see it, so I have to show her where exactly where it's at. Are you on your main page right now?
Yep, it ain't there.
It is. You're just not looking.
I scrolled down.
Check my page.
And I couldn't find it. Hold on, I'm looking.
I tagged you in it on your main page.
I did. I went to my own page.
No, it said mine. You have to look at my page. Because it came from my page. You might have to go through there.
No.
I was
looking to see what they had up
here. Yeah, she's trying to find this black deer that I showed to her. And it's very rare. It's just like the white deer that
they were. Some dumb fucking cunt just responded to a thing I wrote that I had shared on my page the other day about how the Republicans are trying to take credit for the vaccine and all that.
Yeah.
And somebody turned around and says, "Yeah."
There it is, right there.
And she says,
"Should be the top picture."
Says,
yeah, but there it is, right there.
And she says, "Oh, like your God, Biden, had anything to do with it?" And I wrote back, "There is no God," just to fucking piss her off.
Yeah, there's the black deer.
Deer in Poland.
Yeah, no, but it's black. Look at that. Yeah, the black deer and the white deer, I think, are the two rarest ones. And those are some big fucking antlers on his head. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my mom just finally saw the picture of the black deer, but it was in Poland. Never been there, and I don't think I'm ever going to go. So now my mom has seen it all. White deer and a black deer. We had a white deer in Cedar Lake, but then some fucking asshole killed it. So eventually, that's why we hadn't seen the white deer for so long. I still got a whole bunch of books to read, though, too, so I've got to get to that, too. I'm still reading the Magnus Chase book that I for the third one, and that would be the end of that book series before I move on to the Trials of Apollo and those five and those. And there's nothing wrong with reading because you become more knowledgeable when you read. And then I was teasing somebody at work. I said, "I want to go to Africa." And he says, "Why?" I said, "What better way to learn from the motherland in itself?" Eventually, it's going to take some time for me. But in the next week or so, I got to go through my bedroom and start getting rid of junk, like pop cans, bags that are all over the place. Garbage from like a couple years ago that's still lying on the floor. It's gonna take time to clean this whole room out. It might take several hours, maybe a few days to clean everything out. And then I was checking my Tinder profile the other day. So far I got matched with 4 women. Hopefully they're not fucking crazy. And I think the 4 women I got matched with, 3 were white and one, no, 3 were black, 1 was white, sorry. And I prefer my black women anyway. They're more freaky in bed. Let me check that right now. Let me see if there's any more matches. Yep, there's 4 other ones, but obviously I can't really see who likes me unless I upgrade. And right now, Obviously, I'm not going to put any payment method in because I'm not going to fucking... Obviously, I'm not going to... Obviously, I'm up to... There's 4 other likes, and now there's 8 people I've been matched with. Obviously, I'm not going to take the chance. And there actually is somebody at my job that I do like. It's just a matter of being able to ask them out, if, and hopefully they don't have a boyfriend. And then me and my mom were also talking about going to a bed and breakfast, but she wants to stay at one that's haunted. So I teased her and said, okay, we're going to go stay at the one that Lizzie Borden was, where Lizzie Borden's house was, and they turned that into a bed and breakfast. I said, we'll go there. Yep. I might have to check Vudu later and see what other movies that they put in or anything else that's free so I could just watch and just basically kill time until then. And I still gotta finish up my House series. I still got the House series for, like, I'm still on season 4, so I gotta finish the rest of season 4 and then watch seasons 5 through 8 just to complete that. And that was a pretty interesting show. And then I was telling my mom the other day, I said I've never tried clams by itself, but I had clam chowder where it's dipped in that potato stuff. And then I've also had, and I've never had oysters. So my mom found, like, a container of oysters and a container of clams by itself at my job, and she picked them up for me just so I could try them out. And I still haven't tried them out yet, but when it comes time, I will. Time out here, but that's my video, at least. Hold on, it was a 42 minute live video on for my Instagram thing. Obviously it's up to 14 views already. At least that's pretty cool for that. I'm trying to move some stuff into other albums and secure folders just so I don't lose the shit whenever I switch phones again. I just took about 24 photos that were saved on my phone and moved it into my Facebook profile. Now I got 1,858 photos saved on my Facebook page. And then I got 84 for Twitter, 128 for Instagram, and 13 downloaded photos. But yeah, I keep myself entertained a lot, not just by watching videos, but saving pictures, but not by watching movies and everything, but by saving videos too. So yeah, I keep myself pretty fucking entertained all week when I'm not working at my other job. When I go into work tomorrow, I gotta see if the head of HR printed up those paper things so I can get my free new shirt and jacket possibly and hat. Obviously Meyer does this every year, but I never noticed it until somebody told me. I'm like, might as well get my free extra shirts. I said, you can never have too many, because with Meyer shirts they stain too easily. And they get dirty over time, and then they get ripped and torn over time. So that's why they every year they give you new shirts. The longer you stay, basically. And there's nothing wrong with having too many shirts when it comes to that type of job. And I'll be back probably in the next 4 to 5 days to basically talk about maybe possibly getting my stimulus check put in. Supposedly it states it's supposed to come in the 17th, but let's see. And then my mom's gonna file my taxes after, on that particular day after the check hits, and then we'll go from there. But I'm hoping you guys enjoyed, and I'll be back within the next 4 to 5 days.